What type of investor are you?
We can help you find out.
If you're looking for a fun and fast way to jumpstart your investment journey, we have just the thing.
Take the What's Your Investment Secret Sauce quiz. Within a few short minutes, you can learn what it is that makes you different from other investors, pointing you in the direction of your dreams and goals.
Who knows? This might be the first step of what could be an incredible, life-changing journey.
Take the quiz by going to kittysisters.com/secret sauce. Again, it's kittysisters.com/secret sauce.
Have you ever been curious what we're like behind the scene?
Well, pull a chair and find out on our brand new The Kitty Sisters TV channel on YouTube. It's full of awesome tips about apartment investing, paying less taxes legally, and finding financial freedom.
And like never before, you actually get to see how we make real life magic happens for our passive investor.
Once you're there, don't forget to click the like, subscribe, and hit the bell icon.
Again, that's The Kitty Sisters TV on YouTube.
You know how we all dread stress and conflict? Well, what if we told you that they actually might be the secret ingredients for success?
Yes, you heard that right. In fact, some of the most incredible breakthroughs in history happened during times of economic turmoil and social chaos.
So get ready for an exciting ride as we explore why stress and conflict can be super useful tools to push us forward and help us achieve success. Are you ready?
Hey, I'm Palmy.
And I'm Nancy.
And together we make the Kitty Sisters. We are apartment syndication experts, entrepreneurs, and real estate investors.
10 years ago, we made a change in our financial futures by ditching the 9-to-5.
Discovered the joy and security in making money while we sleep. We made this podcast to help high-level entrepreneurs secure their financial future while paying virtually zero tax by utilizing apartment syndication. And we're going to show you how.
This is Cashflow Multipliers, the podcast dedicated to your financial freedom for the lifestyle you deserve.
We're going to dive headfirst into a topic that might make you feel a little bit uneasy at first, stress and conflict.
But hold up, before you run away, hear us out. Did you know that embracing stress and conflict can actually lead to positive outcomes?
And not just that, those who know how to use them to their advantage can become super successful and wealthy while others are just hiding underneath their beds.
So let's take a deep dive into the concept and discover how to step into the arena like a boss. Let's talk about history for a minute.
Yeah, well, we all heard a story about how stress and conflict can either make us or break us. Well, it turns out that there are plenty of examples throughout history where stress and conflict actually help drive individuals and society towards success.
Take the Great Depressions of the 1930s, for example. Yeah, it was a tough time for everyone, but it also led to some pretty cool innovations and industries.
One of the most significant changes was in the aviation industry. With fewer people able to afford travel by car and trains, airlines started offering cheaper rates to attract customers.
This forced the development of smaller and more efficient airlines, which eventually paved the way for modern airfare, as we all know it, right? Pretty cool, right?
Another example is during the Renaissance period, which was a time of great social and political upheaval in Europe. Despite all the chaos, many artists, scientists, and philosophers emerged with new ideas and innovations that helped shape the world today.
Can you believe that things like printing press and telescope were invented during that period?
It just goes to show you that sometimes the toughest times can lead to the greatest ideas.
Okay, so we talk about the history, but what about the nature?
Did you know that grapes used to make wines actually produces the best quality fruits when they're stressed out?
It's true.
Yes, right? So when the grape vine experienced a lack of water, like during a drought season, it forced to conserve its resources and focus on to producing high quality fruit.
The grape vines will put all their energy into the grapes rather than the leaves and the stems. But if the plant gets too much water or gets too comfortable, it won't put the energy into the grapes and the fruit won't be as good.
That's why many winemakers intentionally stress their wines using techniques like dry farming or deficit irrigations to create grapes that will produce superior wine.
So Nan, what does this have to do with investing?
Well, it's a reminder of the importance of risk mitigations and diversification. Just as winemakers intentionally stress their wines to produce high quality fruit, investors may need to take calculated risks to achieve high returns.
True, true. It's important to avoid excessive risk and maintain a well-diversified portfolio to protect against market fluctuations.
During times of economic turmoil, investors may need to adjust their portfolio to adapt to changing market conditions.
This may involve reducing exposure to certain sectors or asset classes that are particularly vulnerable to economic uncertainty, such as the stock market.
Instead, investors may choose to focus on sectors that are less affected by economic turmoil, like income-producing real estate, such as multifamily apartments.
And just like the grapevines need a certain amount of water to produce high-quality fruits, investors need a certain amount of information and research to make informed investment decisions.
Ooh, I like that analogy.
Good one.
It's essential to stay up to date on the market trends and economic indicators and to perform thorough research on individuals, companies, or investment before making a decision.
So there you have the story of the grapevines and winemaking, how it can teach us about risk management and diversification in investing. By calculating our risks, staying informed, and maintaining a well-diversified portfolio, investors can navigate economic turmoils and achieve long-term success.
Cheers to that. Believe it or not, stress and conflict can actually be pretty awesome.
Yeah, you heard us right. When we're faced with tough situations, we're forced to think outside of the box and come up with creative solutions.
Take Steve Jobs, for example. Back in the 1990s, Apple was struggling to keep up with big dogs like IBM and Microsoft.
Jobs saw an opportunity to shake things up and create user-friendly devices that changed the game. And boy, did he deliver. Think about the iPod, iPhone, iPad, all the products of Apple's innovative mindset during difficult times.
But it's not just big companies that benefit from diversity. The financial crisis of 2008 was a tough time for a lot of folks, right? But it also led to the rise of new business models like crowdfunding and peer-to-peer lending.
Who knew that out of the financial mess, we'd get a new way to fund creative projects and invest in each other?
So the next time you're feeling stressed or facing conflict, don't give up.
Embrace the challenge and use it as an opportunity to grow and innovate. Who knows, you might just surprise yourself with what you're capable of achieving.
It might surprise you, but sometimes the best time to invest is during times of economic uncertainty. Why? Well, during those times, there may be higher demands for affordable housing.
This can present an opportunity for investors who are willing to take a calculated risk and invest in multifamily apartments.
You see, when the economy is uncertain, people may be more hesitant to buy homes or take on large mortgage payments.
This leads to higher demand for rental properties, especially those offering affordable rents.
And that's where multifamily apartments properties comes in.
Yes, they offer a way to capitalize on the demand for affordable housing while potentially earning a steady stream of rental income. And who doesn't love that, right?
Everyone loves that, of course. And the best part is during times of uncertainty, there may be opportunities to acquire multifamily apartments properties at a lower cost.
Why? Well, sellers may be more motivated to sell their properties due to economic uncertainties, and there may be fewer buyers in the market. This creates a situation where investors can acquire properties at a discount and potentially earn significant returns in the long run.
So what do you think? Ready to explore some real estate investment opportunities?
To sum it up, stress and conflict can be like a gym for our personal and professional lives. Just like hitting the gym and working out those muscles can lead to strength and growth. Facing adversity can lead to innovation and progress.
So next time you're feeling uncertain or overwhelmed, take a deep breath, channel your inner superhero,
girl,
and get ready to face those challenges head on. You never know what you're truly capable of until you're put to the test.
That's it for us today. Thanks for listening to All Things Stress with us.
Remember that learning and growth are ongoing process, and embracing new ideas and perspective can lead to exciting opportunities and achievements.
So keep an open mind, stay curious, and keep pushing yourself towards success. And hey, check us out on our other episode as well as help satisfy some of the curiosity.
Until next time, cash flow multipliers.
And remember, don't forget to hit like, subscribe, and hit that bell icon.
We can't wait to begin this journey with you. Check us out at thekittysisters.com/podcast.